From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on European nations to toughen sanctions against Libya to put further pressure on the government of embattled Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
We think he must go as soon as possible without further bloodshed and violence.
Clinton is in Geneva today meeting with European foreign ministers on the sidelines of a session of the UN Human Rights Council. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in eastern Libya, and he reports that the opposition is attempting to organize a transitional government there and is threatening to march on Gaddafi's stronghold in Tripoli.
Opponents of Muammar Gaddafi in Benghazi have announced that they're forming a national Libyan council to coordinate the fight against Gaddafi and to be the face of the revolution. The former justice minister has also floated a plan to create an interim government in the rebel-controlled east, but it's unclear if these two initiatives are coordinated. Opposition forces have been tightening their noose around Tripoli. Cities just a few miles from the capital fell to the rebels over the weekend. Meanwhile, British special forces launched three secret missions into the Libyan desert and used military aircraft to extract British citizens from remote oil fields. A spokesman for the British military confirmed that one of the planes was hit by small arms fire, but no one was injured in the operations. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Tobruk, Libya.
Dozens of protesters have spent the night in the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol building after police backed away from warnings that they would close the building down, police deciding not to remove protesters forcibly, and that touched off celebrations among the demonstrators. State workers are protesting a plan by Wisconsin's governor and state GOP lawmakers to strip public sector workers of most of their collective bargaining rights. Governor Scott Walker saying he'll have to start issuing layoff notices this week unless the measure passes. It stalled in the state's Senate, though, because Democratic lawmakers are holed up outside the state, depriving Republicans of a quorum. The King's Speech wins the Oscar for Best Picture of the Year at the Academy Awards ceremony. NPR's Carol Van Damme reports the movie about King George VI's struggle with a speech impediment also won four other top awards.
The King's Speech won Best Director, Best Screenplay, and Best Actor for Colin Firth, who accepted the award with a joke.
I have a feeling my career's just peaked.
The clip comes courtesy of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Natalie Portman graciously accepted the Best Actress trophy for her role as a delusional ballerina in Black Swan.
I truly, sincerely wish that the prize tonight was to get to work with my fellow nominees. I'm so in awe of you.
Christian Bale and Melissa Leo were honored for their supporting roles in the boxing drama The Fighter. Carol Van Damme, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Wildfires sweeping across West Texas have destroyed nearly 60 homes and forced evacuations and the closure of a major stretch of interstate highway. The thick smoke from the fires is being blamed for a multi-vehicle accident that resulted in the death of a 5-year-old girl. Mark Sanford is chief of fire operations for the Texas Forest Service. He says the blazes have spread over a huge area.
Over 20 fires burning across an area that is approximately 35,000 square miles.
Sanford says gusty winds are fanning the flames of the wildfires. At least 4 NATO soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan in separate insurgent attacks and bombings. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports violence has been on the rise as NATO forces press their effort to dislodge insurgents from strongholds in the south and east of that country.
Fighting in the eastern mountains along the Pakistani border continues despite heavy snowfall. In the south, improvised bombs are taking a toll of civilians as well as Afghan and international troops. In January and now February of this year, about 1 NATO soldier died every day on average. Twice that many civilians have been killed from both Taliban attacks and mistaken American airstrikes. But observers say the vast majority of civilian deaths are caused by the insurgents. A Taliban spokesman says the Canadian citizen who was captured in insurgent territory southwest of Kabul is being held as a spy. The Canadian embassy in Kabul confirmed that a 27-year-old Canadian tourist is missing. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Two astronauts from the space shuttle Discovery will take part in a spacewalk today outside the International Space Station. They'll be moving a broken ammonia pump and installing an extension cable. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.